Lights, camera, etch, digital flow.
Yo, what's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? Once again, allow me to introduce myself. I am Cybershots, the host of Cybershots Podcast. And today on Cybershot Podcast, stick around, we got a good show. We're going to be talking about the evolution of hip hop. Yo, let's go, baby. Let's go. That's right. We're going to go ahead on and start the show. And shout out to the Anchor Group. That's right. Shout out to the Anchor Group. Shout out to 72 the Architect. I missed your show today, man, due to a simple fact that it was raining like crazy, man. Man, I just lost everything, man. But anyway, I checked out some of the pre-show. I'm going to check it out after this, as a matter of fact. Shout out to the Girl Cave. That's right. The Girl Cave from the Anchor Group. Who was doing what? Engaging. That's the main thing. You know what I'm saying? And once you practice engaging and practice your craft, check this out.
I make this look easy.
Watch out. Here we go.
I make this look easy.
I make this look so easy. Here we go. Check this out. Today, I want to talk about the evolution of hip-hop. That's right, the evolution of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I'm no spring chicken. You know what I mean? I've been around a while. That's right, I've been around a while. And my first experience from hip-hop was there was this new type of music out, right? I mean, this is like 79, 80, there was this like new type of music out. Cut. Yo, check this out. Check this out. Now, you got to remember back in the 80s, 79, 80, when rap first came out, it was not gangster. I mean, it was gangster. I'm talking about, let's go back to the fashion. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, this is 79 to 80. So motherfuckers was looking like the Village People. Straight up, man. Man, all you old heads out there, cut it out, man. You know, people came out looking like the Village People, man. You don't know who the Village People are? Use whatever search engine you want to and look at the Village People. That's right. Now, with that being said, it wasn't until Run DMC came out with the Valiers, the big gold chain, the dope boy look. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? They came out with the dope boy look. Now, that right there started the trend for rappers looking, you know, kind of gangster. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't know why. Most gangsters used to wear Adidas sweatsuits. Do you know? Do you know or not? Oh, they used to wear tracksuits, Adidas, Puma, Nike, whatever. Reebok. It's because the gunpowder doesn't stick to the suit. Allegedly for educational purposes. That's right. Let's go, baby.
Turn up this song, maybe get turn up this song. Turn up this song, maybe get turn up this song.
Here we go. Let's get the energy right. Let's go up. Let's get the energy right. You know what it is. It's Cybershot Podcast, baby. Let's go. Cut. Okay. I don't know where some reggaeton came from, but anyway, hey, it is what it is, man. You got to love the drums, man. You always love the drums. Now, check this out. Let's be clear on this. I want to be clear on this. To all the old heads out there, whatever. We had some corny shit. Don't act like we didn't have no corny shit, man. We had a bunch of corny rap out there, man. Come on. Everything was ABC. I get to the tree. I look at you and you look at me. Come on, man. Cut that shit out, man. Cut that shit out. But anyway, I'm saying that to say this. Hip hop now has a spouse. You know what I'm saying? It got a spouse. Then eventually it had offsprings. And those offsprings had siblings. You know what I'm saying? That's where we're at today. But before we got to this point, you have to remember, before we got to this demon time, let's talk about that. This demon time that we're on now is like, is rapper the new word for, is rapper the new N-word? I mean, they both have the ER on it. Got the big chain. I'm just saying, man, think about it. You're dying young. I mean, all these rappers are dying so young. For a rapper, a new rapper just coming out. Let's say they made it 5 years ago. What's the chances of them living to be 40 years old? Which, by the way, was the average expectancy lifetime of a slave. Oh my. That's right. 40 years old. After you were 40 years old, what they do? They killed you. Hey man, I'm not trying to bring a damper. I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's right. Now, as it started to develop, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when it first came out, I can remember hanging out in the park playing music like this, you know what I'm saying? And the police are like, yo, turn that shit off. Excuse me? Yeah, the police were like, turn that shit off. And we like, why? It's noise pollution. Noise pollution. Fuck out of here. That's what we said. As we were running away. Hurry up, run! Cut. Okay, cut that out. Now, this was our thing. This would really used to irritate the hell out of us. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to opera in a Oh, shit. Hope that didn't pick up. Let's go to opera in a comparison. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave it in there. I'm not doing it over. Let's go to opera in a comparison. You know what I'm saying? What does the basic opera consist of? Rape, incest, and murder. You don't hear me, though. Rape, incest, and murder. That's what an opera consists of. But however, if you dress it up, charge a lot of money for it, it's okay, right? Is it okay or not?
I make this look easy.
As we continue to take this journey on Editing Live, we want to take this time to shout out Haps TV, what's going on? Facebook, what's happening? Twitter, what it do? And once again, if you are enjoying the live stream, feel free to hit me up at $RICK1T, that's $RICK1T, that's the Cash App for me, and all proceeds will go back in to the channel. You know what I'm saying?
I make this look easy.
Easy. Just hit the Cash App, baby. And if not, it's not always about the money. If you are an Apple user, feel free to write me a review. That's right. That'll help me get out there on these podcast streets. All right. With that being said, what we're going to do after we did the quick recap about the early 80s, 70s to the 80s, the hip hop being started. Now, I'm going to jump into, I already went into the Run DMC, but I want to go into, I call it the Public Enemy era. Have you ever been to a Public Enemy concert? No? Yes, maybe so. And the majority, believe it or not, the majority of people that were at Public Enemy were Caucasian. That's right. But anyway, check this out. Can you imagine somebody coming out on stage, right? They come out on stage during a Public Enemy concert and just start playing the drums with a mask on. Start playing the drums. And just look at the crowd. Does it again. And the crowd's like, yo, what is this? What is this? Who? What's up with this dude? Does it again. Then all of a sudden, he stops. He takes the mask off. And he goes, yeah, boy. It was Flavor Flav, man. And the whole crowd goes crazy. Now, Flavor started out playing the drums, right? Then he picked up the guitar. Then he picked up the bass. So right there, he played the drums, the guitar, and the bass. I think Flavor plays like, what, 17 instruments? He is a real musician. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm saying this to say the energy of hip-hop, the concerts, you know what I'm saying? He always had that energy. That's from a Public Enemy concert. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't been to any of these concerts. I haven't been to a concert in years. The last concert I went to was Frankie Beverly and Maze. What the fuck are you talking about? The hell, it's like going to a hip-hop concert. Are you serious? But nevertheless, I am a hip-hop enthusiast. I love hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like earlier I was saying about hip-hop, and hip-hop got a spouse, then had offsprings and siblings. Now, that was during the Public Enemy era, is what I like to call it. You know, it was fight the power, do this, do that. Now, I can't recall during this time, there was no, fuck this bitch, smoke this dope, shoot everybody. No, that wasn't out yet. That wasn't out yet. And this was during the time, I like to call it the conscious era. You know what I'm saying? When they had PRT, Poor Righteous Teachers, the X-Clan. You know what I'm saying? Talking about manifesting. Talking about being positive, conscious rap, take the gold off. Now, remember earlier I was talking about Run DMC, correct? Well, you know, with the Godfather hats and the gold, you know, the dope boy outfit, that's cool. But there was a time when hip hop started taking this division. It was like, yo, the big beads, the African chains, you know what I'm saying? Being vegan, you know what I'm saying? A vegetarian, being conscious, respect the black woman, respect the black man. Call yourself king, call yourself queen. All this bitch and all this lean or whatever it is, what's not going on? You know what I'm saying? And also, right at this in particular time, you know what else happened? We had Sister Soulja. That's right, Sister Soulja. Very, very militant, a positive role model for the sisters out there, you know what I'm saying? There are a lot of female rappers out there, a lot of young ladies that I can name, but I can't think of them right offhand, you know what I'm saying? And that was that era, you know what I'm saying? It was the era of, hey, man, look, check this out. Let's stop doing all this dumb shit. Yeah, eventually Tupac, you know, tried to bring it back, whatever, whatever. It got a little bit of, you know, sidetracked. But anyway, during this time, you have to remember that it was a shift in hip-hop. It went from, like I said earlier, to the Village People whack-ass rap shit. Come on, man, let's keep it real. We had some silly-ass shit back in the 80s. We had some dope shit, too, but there was a lot of silly shit. Let's be honest with the shit. Now, moving right along. We got to the point to where we're waking up. Consciousness. But at the same standpoint, at this in particular time, the money was made on tours. You know what I'm saying? There was no internet back then. There was no streaming. So the money was made on tours. And, hey, they was getting paid, but they wasn't getting the royalties. Like now, as you notice, everything's about owning your masters, which is a good thing. But back then, they were surviving. They was taking care of their family. Everybody was eating on the tours. You know what I'm saying? So they wouldn't really, you know, it was a little bit of business that needed to be taken care of during that in particular time. Now, we got to the point where it was respect the black woman. There wasn't no B word, bitch this, bitch that. You had Queen Latifah coming out saying, yo, who you calling a bitch and all this type of shit. And it was like, I mean, Nas was out there. No, hold up. Let me rewind that. Let's go back to Slick Rick. Hey, Young World. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Young World, you know, positive. And then Slick Rick passed that on to Nas. And Nas was like, yo, Young King, you know what I'm saying? You know the song. You know what I'm talking about if you're a hip-hop enthusiast. But then all of a sudden, gangster rap came out. Now, don't get me wrong. I love rap. I still listen to it to this day. I don't listen to everything. Matter of fact, I make my own shit. But anyway, I'm saying that to say this. It's been a journey and a transition in hip-hop to the point to where everything's just getting out of control now. You know what I'm saying? Everything's sounding the same. You know what I mean? The auto tone and all this, everything sounding the same. There was a time when if you bit somebody's material, you were not considered an artist. You were considered a biter. You know what I'm saying? You biting somebody else's beat, man. Who wants to be out there? Just like it goes on a lot in the podcast game, right? A lot of people, oh, yo, I'm going to steal this content. Check this out. They might be able to steal your content. They might have the recipe. But remember that they cannot cook like you, so it's not going to taste the same. You know what I mean? Okay. Stop. Yo, we're back. Yo, check this out. Now, at this in particular time comes the gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen. Hip-hop has always been telling your real-life situations. You know what I'm saying? Things that you have been through, especially as gangster rappers. Like, you know, when Snoop, everybody came out from the West Coast, it was like, yo, man, what is this? Now, we all know that New York is the mecca of hip-hop. East Coast, baby. Hey, it is what it is. I'm on the East Coast. I'm down here in Florida, even though I'm originally from North Carolina. I lived in Philly. I lived in D.C. I lived in Maryland. Hey, I get around. What can I say? But anyway, now, there was a major shift at this time in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, hip hop, then they had a spouse. You know what I'm saying? Now here come the offsprings. You know, you got sibling rivalries, you know, disrespecting women. And, you know what I'm saying? Like the older siblings were talking about love, peace, and unity. You can be this. Then another sibling came out like, yo, fuck that shit. The middle child, what are you going to do? But anyway, I'm saying that to say this. Hip-hop has evolved into so many different things, and it's also the world's number one selling genre of music. Whatever it is, you can say what you want to. Lil Wayne did more than Elvis Presley did in his whole career in 1 year. In 1 year, Weezy did that. Anyway, moving right along. Now, check this out. Allergy's killing me, bro. There are so many different levels to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? There are so many different levels. Now, this level right here, okay, after, you know, the East Coast, West Coast, the gangbang and whatever. Actually, it started way before that. It started out with Ice-T. You know what I'm saying? Cop Killer, when he had the feds on him. Ice-T is a real gangster. Not like this pretend lullaby, drink some lean, smoke some weed, get a bunch of money, and running around in skinny jeans with your pants down and never been hit in your face a day in your life type shit. I'm just saying, whatever.
Where's my Draco? I need my Draco.
Really? Anyway, moving right along. During that era, Ice-T, when they were making the video, they had real guns. And the producers were like, are those... The producers were like, are those props? Ice-T was like, nah, man, this ain't no prop. What are you talking about? This type of thing. But now, to be fair, there was no internet. You know what I'm saying? There was no internet, so you can move a little bit different. You know, you can get around a lot of things like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, this brings us to today in age that we're at now. This demon time. I mean, you can't see that we're on demon time. I mean, I'm skipping over all type of stuff. Bone Thugs and Harmony, 3-6 Mafia, man. Mobb Deep. Man, there's so many things. There's so many levels to this. But I just threw it out there, so we're going to fast forward to today. Today's generation is not made for my generation. But as a producer, a beat maker, a guitar player, a keyboard player, I love music. You know what I'm saying? And yes, I still listen to it. Why? Because I like to see it evolve. But the problem is, it's easier to make it now. Not saying that that's a bad thing. That's a good thing, actually. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. But everything's so repetitive. Everything sounds the same. How many times can you rap about guns? Basically, to be honest with you, raping women, be honest with you, and drugs. Okay, what else is there? What happened about let's change the way we eat? Let's change the way we treat each other. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. What happened to elevating one another? What happened to sticking your hand out and helping somebody else up to the next level? You know what I'm saying? There's so many things going on with this hip hop. It's crazy. And I'm not understanding this demon time. I'm not understanding this drill music. Since when in the history do you disrespect the dead? What's up with that? You smoking on them, man. Ashes of someone that's been deceased. You know what I'm saying? This shit is getting crazy, man. Will it stop? I mean, is it a hidden agenda? Like the majority of them, for me doing my research, a lot of rappers say, hey, man, I came out with this positive song. The ones that are not independent and signed to a label, they're like, hey, no, we don't want to hear that. We need to hear about more guns and more women shaking their ass. That's what we need to hear about. Okay. No, that's not okay. But you don't have a choice. 9 times out of 10, you sign that 360 deal versus being independent, which is the big opportunity that they have to do now. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. We'll be back right after these messages. All right. We are back. We are back, Cyber Nation. What's up now? With that being said, I want to jump into this time right here. Demon time. Where did all of this negative energy get conjured up at in hip hop? Well, some say it's an agenda. Some say it's this. Some say it's that. But you got to remember, there have always been negative influences in hip hop. You know, it started out cool, but at the same standpoint and same token, they did have a lot of negativity. But like I said, during the course of the episode, we went through the golden years. We went to the conscious era. We went through many different phases. And it's evolving, like I said. So at this in particular time, we are stuck at a standstill in this demon time. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody wants to be a hustler. Everybody wants to be in the streets. Nobody wants to be in the streets. You don't play the dope game. The dope game plays you. Allegedly, for educational purposes. But anyway, I know nothing about that. What the hell are you talking about? But anyway, seriously though, check this out. The main problem that's going on now is everybody wants to be a hustler. Everybody wants to be out there. Everybody wants to flex. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants a Lambo. You want a Lamborghini? You want a Lamborghini? Do you know how much it costs to service a Lamborghini? Not get an oil change. I said service. Yo, that's like your mortgage for 5 months just to service a Lamborghini. But anyway, getting a little bit off topic here. The main thing that I'm saying is right here is that this demon time, where does it go from here? Are we going to go down? Are we going to go backwards? Is somebody going to come out, you know what I'm saying, with some positive, uplifting rap? or is it just going to disintegrate? Self-destruction. You know what I'm saying? Going way back, self-destruction. Where is this really going? Like I said, rap is a young man's sport. No doubt. No doubt. That's what it is. But at the same standpoint and same token, where is it really going? Has it come to an end? Or will it continue to evolve? I can remember going back a little bit before I jump into the next segment on this demon time, like the transition between the conscious rap and, you know, the dope boy rap. Now, I can remember my homeboy, right, coming over. He was really in the X Clan. He was in PRT. You know what I'm saying? He was into a lot of conscious rap. Now, mind you, he had Pirate's Gold. I had Pirate's Gold, too, back then. So, you know, we got a gold on. We about to go kick it, whatever. He comes over. He comes over with this kufi on, these African beads. You know what I'm saying? Yo, my brother, why are you wearing gold? What's up with all that gold, my brother? You know where gold comes from? Do you hold up. I'm going to stop you right there, homeboy. First of all, you was just wearing gold last week. The hell you talking about? You done lost your damn mind up in her. But anyway, it was a transition. And, you know, during that time, it was conscious and the dope game. Conscious and the dope game. And it clashed. And all of a sudden, the dope game lyrics took over and the conscious disappeared. You know what I'm saying? Now, getting back to this demon time, will this demon time disappear? Because, like it was said many, many moons ago, many decades ago, it's heading for self-destruction. You know what I'm saying? And I hope it doesn't go there. You know what I'm saying? I really hope that it doesn't go there. I hope there's somebody can save the day. Save this hip-hop day. You know what I'm saying? Man, this hat. What's up with this hat, man? Tripping. For those of you that are listening to me, you can check me out on Habs TV and see all of the shenanigans that go down. But anyway, this has just been a little experience that I have had on hip hop during my course in my life and my journey in hip hop. Once again, I love the music. Hip hop and rap is a young person sport and a young person game. You know what I'm saying? But just because I've retired doesn't mean I don't know how to play the game. And with that being said, without no you, there would be no me. And I am up out of this bitch. We gone.